Russia uses hypersonic Khorezhnik ballistic missile and strike on Ukraine. By Breitbart London on January 10, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia bombarded Ukraine with hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles in a large-scale overnight attack, officials said Friday, killing at least four people in the capital. For only the second time in the nearly four-year-old war, it used a powerful, new hypersonic missile that struck western Ukraine in a clear warning to Kyiv's NATO allies. The intense barrage and the launch of the nuclear-capable Khorezhnik missile came days after Ukraine and its allies reported major progress toward agreeing on how to defend the country from further Moscow aggression if a U.S.-led peace deal is struck. Europe's leaders condemned the attack as escalatory and unacceptable. And the European Union's top foreign policy envoy said Russian President Vladimir Putin's reply to diplomacy was more missiles and destruction. The attack also coincides with a new chill in relations between Moscow and Washington after Russia condemned the U.S. seizure of an oil tanker in the North Atlantic. It comes as U.S. President Donald Trump signaled he is on board with a hard-hitting sanctions package meant to economically cripple Moscow, which has given no public signal it is willing to budge from its maximalist demands on Ukraine. Ukrainian officials said four people were killed and at least 25 wounded in Kyiv as apartment buildings were struck overnight. Those killed included an emergency medical aid worker, according to Kyiv City Military Administration head Timur Kachenko. Four doctors and one police officer were injured while responding to the attacks, authorities said. About half of snowy Kyiv's apartment buildings, nearly 6,000, were left without heat amid daytime temperatures of about minus 8 degrees Celsius, 17.6 Fahrenheit, Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said. Water supplies also were disrupted. Municipal services restored power and heat to public facilities, including hospitals and maternity wards, using portable boiler units, he said. The attack damaged the Qatari embassy in Kyiv, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky, who noted that Qatar has played a key role in mediating the exchange of prisoners of war. He called for a clear response from the international community, particularly from the U.S., which he said Russia takes seriously. Ukraine's security service said it identified debris from the Khorezhnik missile in the Lviv region in the country's west. It was fired from Russia's Kapustin Yar test range near the Caspian Sea in southwestern Russia and targeted civilian infrastructure, investigators said. I heard a loud, shocking explosion, and it's normal at this time of the war to hear these things here, said Lviv resident Christopher Chokovich, who said he was an American. I just want everyone in the world to know that Ukraine is strong and we don't care how many missiles you send. Another resident, Ulyana Fedun, described the attack as very unpleasant but not scary because we've been living in this state for 4 years. Russia's defense ministry said the attack was a retaliation to what Moscow claimed was a Ukrainian drone strike on one of Putin's residences last month. Both Trump and Ukraine rejected the Russian claim. Moscow didn't say where the Khorezhnik hit, but Russian media and military bloggers said it targeted an underground natural gas storage facility in the Lviv region. Western military aid flows to Ukraine from a supply hub in Poland just across the border. Putin has previously said the Khorezhnik streaks to its target at Mach 10, like a meteorite, and is immune to any missile defense system. Several of them used in a conventional strike could be as devastating as a nuclear attack, according to Putin, who has warned the West that Russia could use it against allies of Kyiv that allow it to strike inside Russia with longer-range missiles. Ukrainian intelligence says the missile has six warheads, each carrying six submunitions. Russia first used the Khorezhnik missile on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro in November 2024. Analysts say it gives Russia a new element of psychological warfare, unnerving Ukrainians and intimidating Western countries that aid Ukraine. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said Ukraine would be initiating international action in response to the use of the missile, including an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council and a meeting of the Ukraine NATO Council. The Security Council scheduled a Monday afternoon meeting on Ukraine. Such a strike close to EU and NATO border is a grave threat to the security on the European continent and a test for the transatlantic community. We demand strong responses to Russia's reckless actions, he said in a post on X. Ukraine's request for an emergency meeting of the Security Council has been conveyed to the Council, and six of the 15 members have called for a meeting on Monday, but no date has been set yet, a UN diplomat said, speaking on condition of anonymity because discussions have been private. Pope Leo XIV, speaking at the Vatican, urged the international community to keep pushing for peace and end the suffering in Ukraine. Faced with this tragic situation, the Holy See strongly reiterates the pressing need for an immediate ceasefire and for dialogue motivated by a sincere search for ways leading to peace, the pontiff told ambassadors to the Vatican from around the world. The leaders of Britain, France and Germany said they spoke about the attack and deemed it escalatory and unacceptable. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said the Oreshnik launch was meant as a warning to Europe and to the US. Putin doesn't want peace, Russia's reply to diplomacy is more missiles and destruction, Kallas wrote on social media. Several districts in Kyiv were hit in the overnight attack, according to Kachenko, the city's military administration chief. In the Desnayanskaya district, a drone crashed onto the roof of a multi-story building and the first two floors of another residential building were damaged. In the Dnipro district, parts of a drone damaged a multi-story building and a fire broke out. Dmytro Karpenko's windows were shattered in the attack on Kyiv. When he saw that his neighbor's house was burning, he rushed to help him. What Russia is doing, of course, shows that they do not want peace. But people really want peace, people are suffering. People are dying, the 45-year-old said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.